Today on Hands On Photography, we're going to do part two of our shelter in place creative photography idea. Hands On Photography is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Access everything you need online simply and securely wherever you're logging in from. LastPass makes security for your digital life effortless. Visit lastpass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands On Photography is brought to you by LastPass. Visit lastpass.com/twit. Hey, what's going on, everybody? I am Ant Pruitt, and this is Hands On Photography here on Twit TV. Hope y'all are doing well. I'm unbelievable as always. I'm back with another shelter-in-place photography idea. Actually, this is a continuation, a part two of our previous episode, where I had a little bit of a compositing idea that I wanted to share and shot with some of my self-imposed self-portrait challenge, if you will. And I figured I'd share that information with you all and challenge you to do your own. But the beauty of this particular project is you can do it all with your smartphone. You don't have to have a fancy mirrorless or DSLR or anything like that. And you particularly don't have to pay for a bunch of different expensive photography apps. The apps that I'm going to be using, or the one app, actually, it's two apps. Two apps I'll be using today are free for you to use. Now, they do have paid versions, but they are free for you to use. Okay, so before we get started, I just want to say thank you and welcome to the show. If this is your first time checking out the show, feel free to hit the subscribe button in your podcatcher of choice. I really appreciate that. And I'll go back and check out all the previous episodes, because these are all just like a masterclass, if you will, where we just build upon each and every week to help make you a better photographer and a better post processor. All right. So with that out of the way, let's go ahead and get into this week's show. All right. So in the previous episode, we talked about setting up a compositing shot where I lined myself up in my living room and set the camera on a tripod and took two different shots. And now the next step is to blend those shots together. How am I going to do that? Well, we can do that with good old Photoshop Mix. Now, when we first got Hands On Photography started, you know, umpteen months ago, I talked about the differences between Lightroom and Photoshop. Specifically, it was in episode 4, if you want to go back and check that out. But the main difference there that I wanted to focus on, far as the functionality of Photoshop, is a functionality that's found in the Photoshop Mix app, and that's the use of layers and layer masking. So remember back in episode 12, we talked about layer masks. As a matter of fact, my man, Mr. Victor, and I had some funky mask on and just had some fun with it. It's the same kind of concept. Basically, you're going to take two images and layer them on top of each other, and you're just going to wipe away the top layer, the parts that you don't need, so everything on the bottom layer is revealed. Hopefully that makes sense. Matter of fact, let me just show you on my phone here. So I'm going to unlock my phone here, and then we'll go ahead and take a look-see at my screen. I took those two photographs, and I'm just going to open up Photoshop Mix. Okay, and this is a free app. You can download it. You don't necessarily have to have an Adobe Creative Cloud subscription. You can totally get this for free and utilize all the functionality that I'm about to share with you right now. So now we're in the main project screen, and we're just going to create a brand new project by clicking the little plus symbol on the bottom right corner of the app. Now, the images I want to use are already on my smartphone because I took them in the last episode. So I'm just going to click on devices. You can choose from a bunch of other places, but I know these images are on my device. All right. So here are some images, and here are the two images that we snap. So we click on the first one, and it opens up the project and takes us to the main screen. But now I need to add the additional layer. So I'm going to click add. And just like before, it's on my device. So I'm going to click device. Find the image. Tap it. And boom. Now it is layered up. Okay. So again, think back to, you know, working with Photoshop. You can do a whole lot of different photo manipulation inside of Photoshop beyond just updating contrast and clarity and saturation and exposure and all of that stuff that we've talked about in the past, you can really, really manipulate things and just change the image around just because you have layers and you can do a lot of non-destructive stuff and fully destructive stuff. We've talked about that before, but I just wanted to reiterate that this app is going to give you a little bit of a taste of that same type of functionality. But before we dive into the actual process, I want to take a second to thank this week's sponsor, LastPass. This episode of Hands-On Photography is brought to you by LastPass. It's always important to have a plan for the unexpected. LastPass can be deployed quickly in the midst of any event to ensure your business keeps running smoothly and every employee login is secure. Single sign-on manages employee access in a centralized view, so IT always has insight into who has access to what from where. LastPass protects while providing a seamless workflow for your employees. Visit LastPass.com/twit to find out how they can help you. That's LastPass.com/twit. And we thank LastPass for their support. So now I'm going to show you the app and the two different layers. Here I have layer one, which is me in the blue t-shirt. And then layer two, the bottom layer, you can't see it because it's being covered up. If I wanted to make it visible, I would just drag the layer up above so you can see it that way. So now what we need to do is cut out the version of me in one of those layers so it can be applied to the other layer. And I think it's a little bit easier if I was to cut myself out of this layer where I'm actually working with the speed light versus this other layer on the bottom. So I'm going to make sure the top layer is activated. And at the bottom of the app, you'll see where it says cut out and it has these little scissors icons. So you can tap on that and it's going to bring up different cutout options. It has an automatic option built in to sort of help you cut out the subject, and it's using Adobe's Sensei. That's their AI magic. And I don't know, sometimes it's pretty good. Sometimes I think I'm a little bit faster just doing it manually. If you hold down the icon right above auto, it gives you the options to see a smart selection or a basic selection. I'm going to give you an example of the smart selection just so you can see how the AI works. All right, so I'll just tap on it like that. And you know what? Actually, this time it did pretty good. That did pretty good. We can sort of define the edges on this and make it a little bit better, but that's pretty good. My tip to you is when you're working with images like this that have a lot of fine details, use the pinch and zoom feature that your smartphone leverages. That way you can zoom in a little bit more on the screen and see those details, and you can really refine those edges. It's really, really helpful if you have large fingers like I do. All right, so let's go back to my screen here. So I'm going to zoom in now, switch this over just a little bit more, and make sure all of this stuff is cut out. Okay, we're going to get a rough cut, if you will. And even, like I said, the AI is normally a little bit meh, but this time it did pretty good. That's a rough cut of me holding the speed light there. So now let's sort of redefine it a little bit. So I'm going to zoom in some more. And if you look on the bottom left of the menu, there's an option that says add. And if I tap on that, it's going to do subtract. And what we're trying to do now is take away some of that selection that the automatic selection brought in. Like, I don't need this excess stuff back here on the wall on the right side. So I'm just going to wipe that away. And you see the automatic part of it did okay. It's not perfect, but it did okay. And I'm going to go around my head, do the same thing, my back shoulder there. And this did okay for it to be automatic. It's not perfect, but it's better than, you know, really, really slowing you down. So I'm going to zoom in a little bit more just to take a peek at how it looks. And, you know, the edges are a little bit rough, but we can fix that. I'm just going to go ahead and finish up all of the extra stuff that was grabbed. Okay, so we got that. All right, so now let's really redefine this. I'm going to take this automatic off and just go back to basic selection. And then I'm going to go to the add option where it says subtract. I'm going to tap on that to make it add because I need to put some of those pixels back that are around my head and my neck and my face so it's not so jagged looking. And I'll just swipe my finger across the screen, painting the selection, if you will, and adding it back. And when you're zoomed in really, really tight on the screen, it's going to look a little more jagged because pixels are square. Okay. And then I'll just pan and move around and just really try to redefine. Well, not redefine, refine my selection. Okay. I think this looks pretty close. Get this bottom edge here. Nope, need to subtract there. And I'm going to add back right along my hands and my arms because my arms are much smoother than that. They're not that pixelated. There we go. Now this looks pretty good. Okay, so now we can go back to our regular view. We'll just hit the check mark on the bottom right corner of the app, and that's going to take us back to our layer view. And boom, there you have it. It's pretty much added me in to the scene as a clone of myself. And quite frankly, it looks pretty good. There's a few other things that we need to consider before finishing this project. And I don't want to do them inside of this app in particular. Now, granted, there are some adjustment options inside of this app that allows you to go ahead and crop things and change saturation and exposure and things like that. But personally, I like to do work like that inside of the Lightroom mobile app because that's what I'm used to. So it has a built-in feature here. Let me show you this on the screen. It has a built-in feature that lets you synchronize it over to your Lightroom Creative Cloud library, or just send it straight on over to your Lightroom app. So if you hit the top where it says share with the little share icon, and it gives you these pop-ups, you can send it to the Photoshop cloud, send it to your gallery, Behance is its social network, but I'm just going to say save to Lightroom here. And it's going to do its thing. It's going to think about it. And it's done. Okay, so let's just hop out of Photoshop Mix. I'm just going to bail out not so gracefully. And then I'm going to go into Lightroom. And inside of Lightroom, you'll notice you have a couple of different albums. And if you look at the bottom of my screen, it says Photoshop Mix. So I'm going to click on that Photoshop Mix album. And there's my image. It's been pulled in. So now we can really get fancy and just really pretty this image up to make it look good. Because there's a couple things you got to consider when you're doing composites. Perspective is one thing. You have to make sure everybody looks the right size. Fortunately, I looked the right size in there, so the perspective is not going to be a problem. Lighting is the other thing that you have to consider because depending on the time of day where you shoot it, depending on positioning, things within the frame that may be casting shadows, it can really screw up lighting inside of composites. Okay. So let's go ahead and look back at my screen and we'll double check some things. Biggie problem. Let's go ahead and get rid of this light on the left-hand side of the frame. We don't need it. So we're just going to crop it out like so. And I'm going to be a little bit more creative with my crops. I'm going to pull it a little bit tighter. I don't particularly like cropping off at the knees, so I'm going to make the crop a little bit tighter, more so on my thighs. Okay. And then we'll crop down on the headroom just a little bit, not too much, just to try to make it look a little more balanced. Something like that. So then we'll hit OK. All right. So now I want to take a look at the blue t-shirt version of me. And what we need to consider, again, is the shading and the lighting on it. And this is where we're going to start doing some selective adjustments. If you go back to episode 16 of Hands-On Photography, we talked about the uses of selective adjustments. because some things don't necessarily have to be global. So we'll go ahead and do some selective adjustments right now. All right. Grab this little bit of a healing brush. No, I don't need to heal anything. It's fine. So I just do selective adjustments. Click on the little brush icon at the top. I'm going to zoom in just a little bit like that. Drop our pen. And then I'm just going to brush over the blue t-shirt guy and brush over his face a little bit. Okay. And I'll brush over the darker part of the t-shirt. And now with that said, I'll just add an adjustment of exposure or maybe even shadows. So I'll just click on this light icon and I'll push the exposure up just a little bit. Okay. So that makes it look a little bit more natural. Then I'll push the shadows up too. Okay. And then I'll just click OK. Pop back out. Yeah, that looks way better. The light pretty much matches each other. Perfect. Now we'll do some global adjustments. Make sure our overall exposure is good. Push that exposure up a touch. Give it a little more contrast. Pull the highlights back a little bit. Push up the shadows. Pull the highlights down a little bit more. Decrease the black levels. Okay. Check the texture and clarity to make it look nice and sharp and crispy. Then we'll add a vignette to it, like so. And give it a little bit more shadow, more fill light, if you will. Boom. That is it. That's our image. Looks good. Now, this was the before. See how dark I look there on the right side of the frame? Doesn't look good at all. Now, this looks a lot more natural. So that's our finished product. Pretty daggum easy. And anybody can do it with a smartphone. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Hands On Photography. I appreciate you all joining me here each and every Thursday here on Twit TV. All of your support really does mean a lot. Make sure you're subscribing and leaving all of the reviews and ratings inside of your podcatcher apps, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you're listening to us or wherever you're viewing the show. All of that support really does help us out. Thank you so much. I want to give a shout out to my man, Mr. Victor, who's been doing an amazing job helping me look good and sound good with this post-production stuff. My man, kudos to you. If you guys have any other questions or images that you'd like for me to critique, or questions that you want some answers to, feel free to shoot an email to hop@twit.tv. I'm more than happy to answer those questions, and I'm more than happy to do image critiques too. Heck, with some of them, we do the critiques on air, with your permission, of course. But yeah, just shoot an email over to hop@twit.tv. And also follow me over on social media. You can follow me on Twitter and you can follow me on Instagram. And my handle is @_Pruitt. All right. That's going to do it for this week, folks. Thank you all so much. I'll catch you next time. Get on out there and safely create and dominate. Take care.
Hey folks, I'm Micah Sargent, host of Hands on iOS right here on the Twit Network. If you've got iOS devices or watchOS devices or tvOS device, any kind of Apple mobile device, you are going to want to check out Hands on iOS. It is the best way to make the most of those devices. I walk through tips, tricks, and everything in between, plus answer your questions. So be sure to check it out. It's twit.tv/HOI.